AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The son of a Buffalo supermarket shooting victim is calling on Congress to act against what he calls the cancer of the nation's white supremacy and the nation's gun violence epidemic.
Garnell Whitfield Jr. wants to know what lawmakers are actually doing.
You elected to protect us.
Including his 86-year-old mom, whose life mattered.
Your actions here today will tell us how much it matters to you.
Whitfield's emotional testimony to the Senate Judiciary Committee came as lawmakers like Connecticut Democrat Chris Murphy worked to reach a bipartisan gun safety compromise.
We are not going to settle for a piece of legislation that just checks a box.
Murphy went to the White House to update President Biden on the talks, which focus on incremental policy changes that fall well short of sweeping steps like an assault weapons ban or universal background checks. Sagar Magani, Washington.
At the White House today is Matthew McConaughey. The actor is from Uvalde, Texas, where 19 children and two adults were shot and killed at a local school. McConaughey asked, how can a loss of these lives matter?
There is a sense that perhaps there's a viable path forward. Responsible parties in this debate seem to at least be committed to sitting down and having a real conversation.
McConaughey and his wife met with family members of the victims in Uvalde. Allison Fluke Ekran, an American woman who prosecutors say led an all-female battalion of Islamic State militants in Syria, pleaded guilty near Washington in a case that a prosecutor called a first of its kind in the U.S. The U.S. and Asian allies have flown dozens of fighter jets over waters surrounding the Korean Peninsula as their diplomats discuss a coordinated response to a possibly imminent North Korean nuclear test. Russia claims to have taken control of 97% of one of the two provinces that make up Ukraine's Donbass. This is AP News. The man accused of being the pillowcase rapist in Florida is facing six more cold case charges. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
Authorities say Robert Kohler broke into women's apartments, tied them up, raped them, and stole from them. He wore a pillowcase or other fabric to cover his face. Kohler was arrested in 2020. He's in jail in Miami-Dade County. Now the Broward Sheriff's Office says he's also responsible for at least six of their cold cases. Sergeant Cammie Floyd used her investigative skills and advanced DNA technology to crack the case.
It actually saddened me to have to reach out to that victim and have her relive what had happened to her so many years ago.
She says they believe Kohler may have committed 45 rapes and are urging women to come forward again. I'm Julie Walker.
New research shows after surgery, some cancer patients can safely skip radiation or chemotherapy. The intent is to cut down on harmful side effects and unnecessary costs. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.